USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The mostly partisan January 6th committee on Wednesday asked Representative Jim Jordan, Republican from Ohio, to meet with the panel to provide information on his communication with former President Trump regarding the occupation on the Capitol. It should be noted House Speaker Nancy Pelosi vetoed Jim Jordan's appointment to the committee.
600 people have been charged. Investigations are supposed to happen in the executive branch. Congress has an oversight function, but Democrats don't want to do that. They don't want to ask the appropriate questions, like why was the security posture so weak that day? Why wasn't the National Guard here? They don't want to ask those questions. Instead, the actions of the January 6th committee, I believe, are a complete assault on Americans' liberty.
U.S. Representative Mary Gay Scanlon, an advocate of defund the police, was carjacked in Philadelphia yesterday afternoon. Five suspects were later arrested in Delaware, according to DSP. The congresswoman was unharmed by the armed carjackers. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Dr. Baker, an ER physician. If you're having leg pain, swelling, or redness, but haven't talked to your doctor yet, don't wait. This could be deep vein thrombosis, a blood clot which could travel to your lungs and lead to a pulmonary embolism, which could cause chest pain or discomfort or difficulty breathing and be deadly. Your symptoms can mean something serious, so don't wait. Talk to a doctor right away, by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno-country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
The Supreme Court says that it will hold a special session in just over 2 weeks to weigh challenges to two Biden administration policies covering vaccine requirements that affect large companies and healthcare workers numbering in the millions. SCOTUS announcement Wednesday said that it will hear arguments in the case January 7th. The parents of the suspected Oxford, Michigan high school murderer are speaking up.
An attorney for James and Jennifer Crumbly says they did not anticipate their 15-year-old son, Ethan, would commit violence and are devastated like others in the Oxford, Michigan community. The Crumblys are charged with involuntary manslaughter after prosecutors say they bought the gun for their son he used in the crime and they didn't lock it up. Ethan Crumbly faces numerous charges, including four counts of homicide. In the USA Radio Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
The James Webb Space Telescope is scheduled to launch from French Guiana on South America's northeastern coast Christmas Day. USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 6. Americans spend over $90 million weekly on bingo. Why? When you can play Bingo Treasure for free. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. All free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry. Free accounts are limited.
Former Republican Senator Rick Santorum of Pennsylvania told Newsmax last night that the investigation into the origins of the Russia collusion hoax is now focused on Hillary Clinton campaign officials.
You know, it's taken a lot longer than I had hoped, and I think most people had hoped for Durham to get this case rolling. But it looks like he's finally got some traction. I mean, it's very, very clear that it's not just a case of opposition research. I mean, you're working with foreign agents and people who are putting a hoax of a Russian collusion story out there. This is dangerous stuff, and the fact that the Hillary Clinton campaign clearly, according to the indictments, were involved in the dossier and involved in pitching it to the authorities. This is serious stuff, and you go back to the whole point of rigging an election. This is where the rigging of the 2020 election really started. It started with this false narrative and tainted the entire Trump presidency with it.
According to Manuel Ascano Jr., a Vanderbilt University biochemist who studies viruses, says two new British studies provide some data that the Omicron variant of the coronavirus may be milder than the Delta version. Scientists stress that even if the findings stand, any reductions in severity need to be weighed against the fact that Omicron spreads much faster than Delta. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.